Ogumba Wale for the win. Good!
You are Locked On Women's Basketball, your daily podcast on women's basketball.
Happy Monday and welcome to Locked On Women's Basketball. I'm Gabe Ibrahim alongside Amy Audibert. And guys, we have half of the WNBA Finals matchup set, and the other half is going to be decided in a Game 5 between the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun. Congrats to the Seattle Storm for getting to the Finals. We'll talk about all of this today, but before we do that, I do want to mention that today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you get $10 off your next order. So, Amy, just how you feeling? This has been a wild week of basketball, sports. Everything has been happening all at once, and it's been exhausting and exhilarating and amazing, and it's been a great week of sports. How you feeling?
Listen, I'm feeling really good. I don't know how else to bluntly say that, but Gabe, half of our hearts are in Miami. So between college football, like our whole 365 days, we always have an investment on Florida State when football plays Florida State, and we smacked them. You know, if anyone listening doesn't understand about the Miami Hurricanes, we talk a lot of smack every year, all year, everything. Everything's about the U. So when we win, it's really nice. We're still going to talk regardless, but we won. We won especially
when we beat our arch rival in football by 42 points. It was a tremendous night for the Miami Hurricanes, which is both of our alma maters. It was a tremendous night last night for the Miami Heat, making it to the NBA Finals. I could talk a long time about both those things, but we will not. But we will have some mention in Miami because Beatrice Montpremier is playing for the Connecticut Sun. Playing great. And I will talk smack about her from now until she's done playing because she is having a tremendous breakout series here against the Las Vegas Aces. And I think that's where we have to start, right? Like, this series is going to 5 games. It's been, you know, really up and down, really back and forth. A lot of twists and turns in this series. Since we've talked, Alyssa Thomas separated her shoulder, missed game 2. The Aces won that game. She came back in game 3, had a massive game. Powered the Sun to a victory and put them on the brink of a championship. And then yesterday, the Aces came back, got news that De'Erica Hamby is hurt with a knee injury, unspecified as to exactly what it is, but seems like she's done for the season. That's what the Aces are planning on happening, that she is done for the year. And we're really, really sad to see De'Erica Hamby go down. However, they come out with a tremendous effort to win game 4, 84-75 on the back of a vintage Angel McCautry performance. 29 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 13 of 22 from the field. Tremendous, tremendous game. She almost moved into first place all time for most 30-point games in WNBA history. She's 7th on the list for most 20-point games in WNBA playoff history now. Absolutely stunning performance from Angel McCautry. And you know, I think to a certain extent, this was kind of their hand being forced. She had not played more than 25 minutes in the playoffs, and this game she played 33, and she went off. So what do you think of Angel's performance and how it bodes for the Aces going forward?
Well, they won the ball game because of it. They got extended another game here because of Angel McCautry's. And especially, let's talk about that third quarter, 16 of her points in the third quarter. She did not miss, 7 for 7 from the field. And when your players get hot like that, you kind of just try to help them out. Let me see if I can, you know, pull the defense or run a little extra harder or screen harder, because you do all those little things to help Angel out. But, man, she didn't need a whole lot. I mean, she took over the ball game. And I think as a basketball fan, when we get some of our all-time greats in the game that are getting a little bit older, when they start doing that, you kind of just have to watch and with a big smile on your face, because it's truly special. And I mean, they weren't uncontested easy buckets. I mean, Angel McCautry in that third quarter, especially, it was fun to watch for everybody but the Connecticut Sun.
And, you know, you look at her shot chart too, and a lot of it's from mid range, but she was also just getting to the rim very well. And I thought that was massive for Las Vegas. And I think that was kind of the biggest change in their game. In the first couple games, the only person that was able to get to the rim was Asia Wilson. And she was tremendous, and she was great. In this game, Angel got to the rim and was shooting really well. You also had Daniel Robinson, who had a massive game, a vintage performance from her, if you want to say that. 18 points, 7 of 15 from the field. So I think what they did was just they got into the rim. They did also what they do best. They got out in the break, which is something that they had not been able to do the entire series. And it really comes down to winning that turnover battle. So they had – I can't see how many turnovers they had because this – thing is all messed up, but they had like 7 turnovers, and they win that turnover battle against the Sun and get out in transition and win this game. So to me, it was a master performance from Las Vegas, and you know, I don't know how I feel though going forward, because to me, without De'Erica Hamby, this was a great emotional response, but I'm just not sure they can sustain that sort of defensive effort that they needed. And the sort of just mid-range shooting that they needed to win. Do you think they can still stay alive without De'Erica? If she's not playing in the next game. That's, I think, as clear as we can get, because she just on Twitter this morning thanked everyone for the well wishes and said that she's trying to convince herself that she can still play, but Bill Laimbeer has already said that she's probably done for the season. So I'm guessing she's not playing. This did happen with Alyssa Thomas, if you recall.
Yeah, I mean, hello.
the Sun did rule her out, and then the next day she was starting. So it can change, but assuming she's not, do you think that they can kind of withstand this performance? I mean, Emma Cannon played pretty well in her minutes at the four, but I just don't know how much they can sustain it, because at the end of the game, the Sun definitely took advantage of Cannon being on the floor.
Yeah, so, I mean, can they? Sure. I mean, yeah, they can win a ball game. Do I think they're going to win a ring without Hamby? No. But can they win a game? Yeah. But I think that the ball's got to be in your MVP's hands, because that's the thing, right? They do have the MVP. And as we just finished talking about, as magnificent as Angel McCautry was when she had those 16 points. And I know that there's a lot of people that, you know, our thousands and thousands of listeners are probably going to fire back when I say, I understand she's cooking. Mm-hmm. Asia Wilson didn't take one shot during that entire stretch. And that doesn't sit well with me. I understand. I get it. I get that Angel's going off, but you still have an MVP of the entire season, the entire league on your team, who, by the way, had a great first half. 12 points on 6 attempts in the first half. Mm-hmm. Got to touch the ball. And I think that that's a huge, huge key, especially because, you know, the way that they were defending, right? Rebecca Lobo, I love listening to her call basketball games. She pointed out multiple times about that three switches and kind of giving the opportunity for Connecticut to get some nice long range shots. That means long range misses. Okay, you got to contest them, but then get out and run. And I just think that your MVP's got to touch, even in transition. We'll see. Can they? Yes. But this is going to be tough. This Vegas team, you know, predicates himself on their bench scoring. They averaged 35 points per game off the bench in the regular season. They led the W. That's a lot of points off the bench. Well, you lose it with Hamby, and now, you know, Danielle Robinson's back in that starting lineup. So where does that second push come in? And that means, you know, if Lindsay Allen's out there, when Jackie Young gets out there, they've got to score the ball, or they've got to contribute in big ways off the ball to get Asia going, to help Angel out, to open up for McBride. Like, everyone's got to be bang on.
Yes, I totally agree. And to cap off your point about the bench, their bench in the lot in this game scored 4 points. And everyone on the bench has a negative plus minus in a game that they won by 9 points. And, you know, I'm not sure how much I subscribe to plus minus as a stat that everyone wants to make it out to be, but that's not good when Jackie Young is negative 11 in the plus minus and you win the game by 9 points. Sugar Rogers, negative 10 in the plus minus, 0 for 2 from the field. So I just don't – I think they're going to have to – if those two can't get going, you're going to have to rely on Lindsey Allen. She's going to have to play. You're going to have to trust her because she's been there all season. So she's going to have to do something for your team.
I noticed too with the plus minus though, since you brought it up, I've got to say it's crazy though, because everyone was plus for Vegas that started, the entire bench was minus. Connecticut was the exact opposite. Every starter was minus and the bench was plus. So when I looked at the box, like I don't weigh into it too much, to be honest. I'm not one of those like people that goes to that right away, but I know a lot of people are, and I certainly respect it. Yeah. But I just thought it was so interesting. The team that lost, their entire bench was plus, but their entire starters were minus. And so I think you got to kind of balance it out a little bit.
Yeah. And we're also talking here, like everyone except for Carolyn Swords for the Aces played 35 or more minutes from the starters. Right. So that means that they were winning a lot of the minutes if all those people were plus minus. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're plus in the plus minus. So I think, you know, we'll get it. Let's get into the Connecticut side of things in just a second. We'll come back to talking about Connecticut, and then we'll make predictions. It's time to tell you about a sponsor that you probably already know about. I mean, we've all been stuck in our houses for like 18 months or something at this point. So you have been using DoorDash, I'm sure. And between the never-ending laundry cycles, the incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be safely left outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Right now, our listeners get $5 off and zero delivery fees their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LOCKEDONMBA. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your next order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code LOCKEDONMBA. Don't forget that code LOCKEDONMBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Welcome back here on Locked On Women's Basketball. This is Gabe Ibrahim and Amy Audibert. We're your Monday show. We're the Miami Monday crew, as we like to call ourselves. But this show is made up of many different hosts. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, you got Erica Ayala, who will be doing her Wubble Tees typically on Tuesdays, and her social justice episodes on Thursdays, both of which are fantastic, both of which are important and you should be listening to. On Wednesdays, it will be Lindsey Gibbs bringing you a playoff deep dive into one of the two teams that are in the finals on this Wednesday, because we're at that point in the season. That's fantastic. And then on Friday, we have Howard Megdell bringing up the caboose, doing your big Friday conversation to bring up the end of our week. So make sure you just subscribe to us on whatever podcast app you got. Just get on there, because all of our shows are fantastic. Now, Amy, let's talk about the Connecticut Sun. So at the first segment, talking about the Las Vegas Aces, they had a great Game 4. However, to me, the Connecticut Sun have largely dominated this series. They won Game 1, lost Game 2 because, in large part, because Alyssa Thomas went down in the first 5 minutes of that game. Won Game 3, not in blowout fashion, but pretty comfortably, I'd say. So, did you see anything from Connecticut that kind of made you change your opinion about them, or how are you feeling about the Connecticut Sun after that game?
You know, I didn't think they played terrible, you know, like I thought they played good enough to win a basketball game, but Angel McCautry, you know, like you look at that performance and that was going to be hard to stop. I think, you know, Alyssa Thomas picking up 2 quick fouls.
Yes.
You know, in the first quarter, I think there's still over 5 minutes left in the first quarter when she picked up the second one, and then the technical and in the same possession, technical, basically. Right. I think that hurts them because she can't play as aggressive as she wants to. But Dawana Bonner was pretty freaking good. You know, she's been quiet at times, at least it seems that way. But in that first half, she had 12 rebounds. Mm-hmm. The Aces had 15 rebounds as a team.
Right.
You know, I think she was really good. The Connecticut Sun, I always go back to this. I do believe they're going to win Game 5 because for them, they have so many players that can do really special things don't always get the credit for it. You know, Breonna Jones is playing great. And I think that, you know, coming off the bench, Mon Premier has been freaking great in terms of just being in, able to get in there and try to disrupt or slow down Asia Wilson. And then last game you saw her get a little more confident, right? Start looking to attack a bit more with the ball in her hands, which isn't necessarily her job, but just to have that look, right? You certainly want all five players on the court to be a scoring threat. I just think they have the balance and I just don't see AT walking out of the wobble on Tuesday night.
No, I agree. I agree with you. And I do want to point out a few things though. So that technical that Elias Thomas got was absolutely absurd because we talked about Angel McCutcher had a great game, but she did try to pull Alyssa Thomas's arm out of her socket. I mean, we've seen this in the NBA a lot. We've seen I can't remember a specific time in the WNBA, but this, you know, that exact play broke Kevin Love's arm in the 2016 playoffs. And I think as a ref, you have to be attuned to seeing, hey, this person has a hurt shoulder. Someone's going to try to clamp her. And I think
a free Angel throw McCutcher, right in front of you too. I just have to add that, right? Like that was low block.
Angel McCutcher did that. And I'm not calling her a dirty player or whatever. That was a foul. And then you're going to get mad at Alyssa Thomas for yelling and getting – she had to take matters into her own hands because you're not doing your job as a referee. So that technical was absolutely ridiculous. It was asinine. I just think, you know, as a referee, that was a terrible, terrible call.
She just dislocated her other shoulder like 3 or 4 days ago. She's a super intense player. I'm not saying you let people get away, but – you know, I don't think she threatened anybody's life. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, you understand, okay, maybe something did happen. And I just don't think that at that particular moment warranted a technical. But
either you call the foul or you let her get her frustrations out. Those are the two options to me. But to the game part of it, I am a little concerned. So I think a lot of what happened in this game was just the Sun kind of went ice cold in that second half. I mean, it was rough sledding. Breanne January, she's been phenomenal in these playoffs, and I agree. I think she's been fantastic. I think she's one of the big reasons why this team has improved in the playoffs. However, yesterday she had wide open shots. She had wide open shots. She was 1 of 8 from three. She just has to make more of them, and obviously, I think she will. She'll regress back to her.
Too.
Yeah,
she's a 3-and-D player. And that, like, short-term memory here, you know, and the best shooters do, they come out usually and respond well.
And she didn't stop shooting either, which is good. If you're a shooter, just keep shooting. Kobe texted Jewel Lloyd one time. Jewel texted Kobe, how do you get out of a shooting slump? And Kobe said, there's no shooting slumps. Your job is just to make the next shot. Yeah. I think that's the mentality that Breanne January is going to have.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, that's a little bit concerning is, can DaWanna Bonner be efficient in this series? Because she was really strong in that first half. But then she finished the game 3 of 11 from the field. And throughout this series, she has not done a great job of scoring. She hasn't shot over 38% in this series. And in the playoffs, she really hasn't shot well. So to me, my question is, can she be efficient? And if she's not efficient, how much does that hurt Connecticut? Because she was she had the initial assignment on Angel McCutcher, and she was kind of getting cooked there. And on the other end, the Vegas was able to put Kayla McBride on her for large stretches and live with that. And I think, to me, DaWanna is just going to have to be a little bit better if they want to win in game five. I think Alyssa also will regress back to, 4 of 9 from the field, 15 points. She'll get back to what she was doing. I think Jasmine Thomas's point total will come down a little bit, but I think she's playing great. So my only question is really on DaWanna Bonner. So do you think she can be efficient in the series?
100%, I think she can. Okay. And the other thing, too, is that you have to understand, like, this is a veteran who she's got a different body, right? She's not like – she's so long and thin, and she can shoot. She's got range. So I think a player like that – right. Obviously, I still think, again, I go back to her rebounding, and you can't win basketball games if you don't have the ball in your hands. Right.
Yeah.
And so she can always give that. She does always give that. But I think a player like her also really benefits from watching film. mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and just kind of touching moments, like you said, like with Angel, like just kind of re-getting back to that, like, focus of I got to use my length against Angel, you know? Yeah. And then when Vegas is doing that, like, three-person switch up top, like, yeah, like, throw Dawana in there because she can pick and pop, or she can space the floor. She's got nice range, right? So yep. when you do have McBride on you, you also have, what, a foot and a half on McBride? Yeah. Like, yeah. keep the ball up, you know? And so I think with Connecticut, Kurt Miller, he's got a great staff, and he's got great vets on his team. And I think they'll be able to pick that game apart. Yeah, and so feel pretty good going into game five, because again, like, they've got to adjust a bit off of, you know, adjust a bit on Angel. But I think, you know, like, just making things difficult for Asia, playing good defense. And then the biggest thing for Connecticut, they actually did a pretty decent job on it at it on game four, was just not turning the ball over. Yeah. Because you've already mentioned it, right? There's no secret here. Vegas likes to get out and run. They've got to get steals. They've got to get stops, defensive rebounds. So if you're Connecticut, I think you look at that film and you feel confident that you can win one ball game. You can win it, right. You know, especially with this whole, like, De'Aaron Kahambi wrench. It's huge.
It's huge.
I mean, she's not the MVP, but my gosh, she is one of the most important players on the number one seed in this league. You know, just, I think Connecticut's got to feel, you know, not overconfident, but confident that they can get in there and win a ball game on Tuesday night.
It feels like game four was the outlier in the series. Well, game four and game two, the two games that the Aces won, are the outliers rather than, you know, kind of when you're watching the game, to me. And maybe this is a little bit of just, you know, confirmation bias of me thinking that Connecticut has been the better team. But it feels like the two games that the Aces won are the outliers, that they needed a giant performance from Angel McCautry and they needed Alyssa Thomas to not play in order to win. And the games that the Sun won are kind of more in line with my expectations of how each of these teams, not expectations, but just like watching the game, it makes sense that these teams are playing that way. So let's make a prediction here. I think you've alluded to yours. I'll make mine because I think we kind of agree. I'm going with the Sun in game five because of what I just mentioned. I think their games that they have won make more sense to me. I think those are more replicable performances. And I don't think Alyssa Thomas is going to lose. I just don't think she's going to lose. I think when we've seen their back against the wall in the past two seasons, this team comes out swinging. Yes, they lost in game five of the finals last year, but they were playing Elena Delladon and Emma Mieseman, who at that time were probably the two best players in the world. For that series, I'm not saying they're the two best players in the world. We can talk about that later. But in that series, they're playing two of the best players in the world. But they came out swinging. They had that game up until the last 5 minutes there. So I think they're going to come out swinging. I think they're going to punch the Aces in the mouth. And I think Alyssa Thomas is going to have a massive game. And I do think DeJuan Bonner is going to be more efficient. I think Brianne January is going to hit some of her threes. So to me, I have the Sun winning and going to their second straight NBA Finals, which is insane. What about you, Amy?
Yeah, I agree. I think that Connecticut's going to, like I said, adjust. They're going to watch films. They're going to tweak some things. But it goes back, you know, you got to find ways to stop Angel if she gets hot again. And then, I say this, maybe that's why I'm an analyst and not a coach, you know, like, but I just believe that Asia's got to touch the ball too. And I just don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I think I wouldn't be surprised if Vegas wins the ball game, but if you gave me a $20 bill and forced my hand, because I know you like to do that, decisions. I agree with you. I think Connecticut's gonna win the game.
Yeah, I did bet on Connecticut the other day, and thereby ensuring that we would get a game five, because every time I've bet the season, I've been wrong. Thank you to the Aces for confirming what I know, that I should never gamble again. So let's take it into our last segment. In just a second, we're going to talk about the Seattle Storm. We didn't forget about you, Seattle. We have loved you all season long. We will talk about you momentarily, and then we'll talk about what's going to happen in the finals and all that. So we'll be back in just 1 second. Have you ever had a candy bar and thought, man, that was delicious? I just wish that was healthy. Well, our friends at Built Bar have the solution for you. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. And guess what? It's healthy. It's perfect for the health conscious person looking to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Great for a keto diet. And if you're doing a keto diet during the pandemic, just amazing for you. Very proud of you. Way to go. The Built Bar also has offering 6 new flavors. There's caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, which I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds delicious. There's an apple almond crisp, carrot cake, lemon almond cheesecake, anything to satisfy your tasty needs while also getting you a healthy snack. So make sure to grab a Built Bar when you are at the grocery store or go to builtbar.com. There you can get potentially a free cooler with purchase. That's while supplies last. Or you can use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order. So use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at builtbar.com and enjoy the best tasting protein bar ever. Final segment here on Locked On Women's Basketball. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at LockedOnWBB. If you want to get in touch with us, your host, you can follow us on Twitter at Gabe_Ibrahim. You can follow Amy on Twitter at Amy Audibert. Let's talk briefly about the Seattle Storm. I don't want to diminish what they've done because I think we are doing that to a certain extent because we kind of assumed that they would be here. But they win in a sweep of the Minnesota Lynx. The Minnesota Lynx are a very good team. And for a second in the first game against the Storm, they could have won. They could have won. They were playing a tremendous game, and they lost the last second on Alicia Clark put back in that game one. And now, you know, kind of in game two, they also had a moment where they could have came back, and Seattle just closed the door. And then in game three, Seattle closed the door in the first quarter because Breanna Stewart went off. She had 31 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, showing why she is considered – one of the top 2 players in the league. And man, I mean, that was a tremendous performance on Seattle Storm. And I don't know how to think about this because I've been assuming that they're going to be here for so long, but what kind of, this is such a great accomplishment for them, right?
I mean, think of it this way. They actually had their first semifinal game postponed a couple days, mm-hmm. right? Because of inconclusive mm-hmm. COVID tests. They're done. Yep. The other series is still going on. The other series that got, a 2 or 3 day head start, mm-hmm. it's still going. Seattle came in, they're like, no, we're good. We'll take mm-hmm. an extra couple days, and we'll get an extra couple more days. I mean, I don't want to say it's been boring because they're just so fun to watch, but it was like they just got in and out. You know, when you run to the grocery store quick, you don't want to look around. You just run in for your thing, you get in and out. Nowadays, you got to wait in line, right? But I don't want to take away. I do want to take a second, though, and just really – quickly touch on Minnesota because saying all these things about Seattle getting in and out, Minnesota, when you look at the season they had, it was pretty tremendous. This is a franchise now that has 10 straight playoff appearances. You know, one of my friends who I love, I think she's a wonderful talent, Sloan Martin. And she last year was the only traveling radio voice in the WNBA with the Minnesota Lynx. And unfortunately her job didn't get, she wasn't able to do it this year, but you know, she's really active with the team. And, you know, she made some great points last night when their season was done. And she said, look at the storylines within our season, you know, Damaris Dontis getting back from her injury and getting out there and just being a beast, right? Crystal Dangerfield, rookie of the year at number 16, got drafted number 16.
Incredible.
You know, Nafisa Collier is becoming one of the best players in the league. She had a great season. Odyssey Sims just had a baby a couple months ago, right? Well, when was it? A couple months ago? Three, four months
like
ago?
Like 5 months ago.
5 months ago, okay. You know, and then – and Bridget Carleton, if they all blend together to me, right?
Yeah.
Bridget Carleton is now made herself a legit name in this league. And for them to get this far basically without Sylvia Fowles and then not a healthy Sylvia Fowles at the end, pretty incredible what they've done too. And I just wanted to take a second to highlight that because they got swept, but they deserve to be there. They earned that. And I think Cheryl Reeve is not happy yet. She's not enjoying off season yet, right? That's going to stick with her for a little bit.
No, I agree. I think, I mean, we'll talk a lot about this, the Minnesota Lynx, because they got cash for this offseason. Yeah. So they have plenty of ways to improve, and we'll, they certainly had a commendable season. But the Storm, I mean, come on. This team, we took it for granted because they looked so good at the beginning of the year. And yes, they have, they're the 2018 champions, and they kind of romped their way to that. But is Brandon Stewart's coming off an Achilles injury? You know how many players never come back from an Achilles injury? Many players get an Achilles injury, and that's it. That's the rest of their career is never the same. And she came back in one season and was absolutely phenomenal. To me, in this game three, this was their best game of the series, and they shot 26.9% from three. That's absurd that they didn't even need the three-point shot to dominate this game. And I think, you know, we still haven't seen them hit that midseason level that we saw them hit. So they have more to climb here, and that's terrifying for whoever's going to play them in the finals. We both think it's Connecticut, but terrifying for whoever's going to play them in the finals. And, you know, I've been trying to think, like, we in the NBA, a lot of the discourse has been about, you know, LeBron's 10th NBA finals and his longevity and his career. You look at Sue Bird.
Yeah.
I don't know a player in either league's history who she's almost 40, who has done this sort of thing on the same franchise in so many different ways. She's been the primary scorer at times. She's been the primary ball handler at times. She's been essentially, just a defensive replacement at times. She's not that. She's not great on defense, and now she's coming back and just doing it on offense. She had 16 points in the last game. And she does whatever that franchise needs.
She's been the leader all the time, right? Always. And that's not easy.
Yes.
It's incredible. It's funny. I threw the game on the other day when I was watching and I was sitting with my dad. He said, Sue Bird is still, because Sue Bird was like, when I was growing up playing, like this, like idol, all right? Like, you know, like one of the biggest, and she still is out there. My shoes have been hung up for 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? And by the way, like she looks amazing. She doesn't look much different to me.
She looks great.
It's really hard to, I think, to not want Sue to win another one, right? Like at this point. And make no mistake, Gabe, we just spent a lot of time talking about Connecticut and Vegas. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Seattle's they're taking this year, the ring. Yeah. If you made me with another 20, right? Like, I mean, you look at their front five, they're fantastic. They're some of the biggest names in the game.
Yeah.
But then you look at what they bring it off the bench, right? I mean, Mercedes Russell, Jordan Canada, Sammy Wickham, Epiphany, Izzy, like they're really, really good.
Natasha Howard played 15 minutes in a game that they won by 21 points. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes for the Defensive Player of the Year candidate and Elijah Depot.
Yeah, and the thing with Natasha Howard is I just like she didn't have a tremendous regular season. You know, she wasn't awful, but she, you know, like we've seen her consistently have monster seasons. So that's how good this team is. I believe they're the heavy favorites to win this thing still. Started that way, finishing that way. And one of your best players it's hard because I don't want to like, I think that because they're so good and they're so fun to watch that you don't sit there and just watch Natasha Howard. So I don't think she's been terrible, but she hasn't had to take over the entire team or ball game because somebody else has always kind of stepped up and done it as well. She's been good. She's had some nice performances. But remember, was it last year? 2 years ago, she was the MIP last year. Yep. Was she the MIP again last year? Or at least one of the heavy favorites. Like, she's been consistently building and building, and she's super great to watch. But that's how good Seattle's been this season, is that, like you said, she has a huge game, doesn't even play heavy minutes because they don't need her to.
Yep. No, it's just been crazy for them. I mean, I do want to leave this last thought. Sue Bird made the WNBA all-decade team for the 2000s, two decades ago.
Yeah.
Incredible. And just what an incredible career for her. And I think she, I don't know if she's going to hang it up because she looks great. And I think her knee has gotten a lot better here in the last couple games and she's feeling better. So, I mean, this was just another chapter in a great career for her, and we're really looking forward to seeing them in the finals on Friday. But first, we got a tremendous game coming up on Tuesday night at 7:30. I do want to say what network it's going to be on, so give me one second. Yeah, all right. On Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN2, Connecticut, Las Vegas, Game 5 of the WNBA semifinals. Make sure you watch that. It's going to be it might be just a war. It might turn into a fist fight. So
yes, I mean, it almost did last time.
It almost did last time, and it might turn into a fist fight tonight. So thank you guys for joining us. We had a great time talking to you on today's Locked On Women's Basketball. Remember that the rest of the week is going to have tremendous shows, as it always does. So make sure you subscribe to us on whatever podcast app you are using, and keep it locked to the WNBA and to everything. I mean, to sports is fantastic right now. Oh, and register to vote if you're in the United States. If you're in Virginia, where I am, I'm going to vote this week. So make sure you go vote, because it's super important. All right, guys, have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.